John and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
What's your name?
ESPN 97.5, KFNC 97.9, HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Presented by Zadok Jewelers. It's John and Lance.
I destroyed.
John's ripping Coors Light families apart.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back in. Hour two. No John, no Lance. McGill, Dell, Young AJ, 713-780-3776. You know, right now is when people are driving to work or finishing off that drive. You want to jump in. Shortest wait times in the business. Astros win last night. 2.5 games back. Here they come. Here come the Astros. Aaron Geddy, balling. Hunter Brown, what's his expected return? Do we know?
He's pitching this weekend in Sugar Land. They have to do the thing where they build up his arm before he's ready to go. I don't know when exactly he'll come back. I think the timetable may be mid-June or something.
Okay, so
maybe a couple more starts.
Yeah, potentially late next week.
Well, it's only May 29th, so we're talking if it's mid-June, maybe 2 weeks.
But if he's doing a Sugar Land start, not too far away, right?
Yeah, I don't know how many innings or how many pitches he'll throw. Okay, we'll find out. If he throws 60, then maybe we're closer than we think. If it's still in that 45 to 50 range, it may take a little bit.
Ramping him up.
That's what they say in baseball.
Ramp up. Josh Hader should be back with the club.
Yeah, I don't know how he did last night. Last night was supposed to be his final outing with the Space Cowboys, and then they were going to go from there. But yeah, he's closer than all the rest as far
was
as major contributors. Do you think he got a tribute video?
Yeah, Sugarland. You can do whatever you want with the Space Cowboys. That's the fun of minor league baseball. We haven't gone to a minor league game in a while.
When's the last time?
2019, I think.
I've been there more recently because there was an ES. We had a night where we had all the crew
there.
Yeah. It was all the crew for like one more week before like three guys decided they didn't want to be here anymore.
They didn't want to be here or they got fired?
No, they didn't want to be here.
Ooh.
It was
the
Wheelhouse.
The Wheelhouse.
Like I was there with those guys and other people, and then like a week later that show didn't exist anymore because they all made decisions.
They all left on their own accord?
Well, Kellner went to Austin back.
Yeah, he's
Cody had his hope. He wanted to do more Texan-centric stuff that we You talked about an article where he wasn't thrilled to Nico.
Football.
Yeah, what exactly? We'll get to that. What exactly his issue was, and then Jake. I know he does New York stuff. He was doing that while he was here, but
Asman.
Yeah, well, Asman.
Asman, that's right.
Asman. So
Jake.
That was a show.
Mm-hmm. The Wheelhouse.
And then we went to go see Yordan as he was in a rehab assignment,
ramping up
himself, and then was no longer a show anymore. Like a week later, I think they all made decisions for themselves, and that's how
good
it went.
Good decision. Good for them.
Yeah.
Cody's awesome. Cody's killing it. That's my boy. That was my original intern.
You OG. Had him do stuff.
Yeah, he was like my personal intern.
Like stuff, like basic bits. Radio stuff. Yeah, let me be clear. Considering the world we live in today,
not taking advantage of him.
No. Well, I mean, you probably exploited him in some ways, but not in a way where you were like harming him.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Cody, do this.
Cody, go do this bit.
Yeah, that stuff. And Cody's like, you know what? I'll do this bit.
KJ, who was also an intern back in the day at this company, 1560 The Game days, not ESPN days, he says all of the interns are young to him now. He's the OG intern, first in the building from U of H's kinesiology program. Shout out to KJ. KJ is always like, I'm going to call in. He always sends us stuff on Instagram. He's like, I'm going to call
it into my show.
He never calls
him
when we're together, though.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, he texted me when we were having our back and forth on Friday about me not wanting to engage in one of your bits. And he just said, I'm just here listening.
You've changed, though.
I've never really enjoyed being a part of your bit, to be honest with you.
But you did.
It depends.
You gave in to me a little bit.
Don't say given. That sounds aggressive and something I won't stand for, honestly. There are some things where I'm like, I'm not going to do that. But some things I think, okay, that's cool. I didn't want to do a fake fight. That's all.
Why'd you reveal it? We're gonna mess with AJ. And
I didn't know. Well, you didn't tell me that. How would I know?
Yeah, dude, I texted you and said, "Hey, don't ever say anything to AJ."
When?
Like, we're just gonna go with it.
When did
it.
You say this?
Like right before you told AJ, I'm not doing the bit.
I don't see a text from you about that. Actually,
I thought I did. I thought I sent you. I was.
Oh, you mean last week?
I
thought you meant
fake fight.
For today.
No, today we're just. I already told AJ that we are doing a Freaky Friday.
people jump around. Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Freaky
love
Friday.
This so much.
713-780-3776. Oklahoma City Spurs game 7 Saturday night. OTAs underway. CJ Stroud, the new body unveiled. Looks the same. Looks the same. But D'Amico, by the way, he talked yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. People are now like, we're in that. Okay, OTAs are here. OTAs are here. We're ramping up. Do we have D'Amico sound that you want to play? Let's play. I don't know what he's going to say. Let's just play.
He talked about what you might consider the perfect Texan, Will Anderson.
Perfect.
He was being a little bit too much of Will Anderson yesterday. Here's D'Amico on Will Anderson and how he affects how they actually practice.
Yeah, Will continues to wreck practice. I'm probably going to have to sit him out here soon because we have to be able to actually practice. So he just keeps wrecking practice. So that's just keep doing that. Keep causing havoc. That's what he does. And I was showing God that's what he does on Sundays as well. So it's no surprise. But Will is the guy for everyone to watch of the intensity at which we operate. That's how Will Anderson plays. That's how I want everybody to be.
That's amazing. The perfect
big hits all day.
Let's talk about that. That's Kamari Lassiter, who can maybe fit the profile of another perfect guy as far as D'Amico Ryans is concerned. I'm against Swarm.
You're against Swarm.
The name, because it's really Swarm.
Swarm. Because there's an acronym.
It's an acronym, but there's an E. No one uses and as a way to complete an acronym.
No, that's not allowed.
That's not what it is. So they go with Swarm because E would make it sound stupid, like Swarm. Big hits all day defense. Kamari Lassiter told a story about his mom saying that when he was a kid. Big hits all day. And that's how he operates. It's followed him throughout his football career. I think the big hits all day defense is a way to go. You can put BHAD on shirts. It just spells out bad. You got all these you got all this stuff. And yet, they want to stick with Swarm.
Well, the big hits all day would be bud.
No, it's big hits all day. Bad.
B-H-A-D.
B-H-A-D. You spell bad the cool way.
It's like bad Barbie.
Bad bunny. Except it's not.
Not. Bad Barbie was spelled B-H-A-D,
it is.
Right?
I don't want to actually do the, make a connection with her. But yes, it would be that
I like
too.
The idea, but I'm also, I'm going to be honest with you, right?
Okay.
I'm going to give you feedback.
Fine.
We're working through this for a new moniker for the defense. Because, I'm not a big swarm. What was the acronym? What did it actually?
I got to find it.
If you don't even know what it means.
The people in the building know, I guess that's important. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't even really know what it. You would remember big hits all day.
Swarm Southwest A-Leaf?
No.
SWA, no. Southwest A-Leaf.
No. It is.
Richmond.
Special work ethic and relentless mindset.
Special work ethic, relentless mindset.
That is Swarm.
Swarm.
That you don't use and as part of the acronym. That's not what's done.
But it all. Could there have just been a spelling error? Work ethic is not one word. It's two words. Maybe they thought it was one word. Like, people think Sugarland is one word. It's not. It's two words.
You think they believe work ethic? Who believes work ethic is one word?
Football players? Okay.
Okay.
At the end of the day, D'Amico is still a football player.
He's not Cam Scatabo, though.
Work ethic.
If you told me Cam Scatabo thought work ethic was one word, I'd believe you.
Why does Cam Scatabo talk this?
He's just a giant meathead.
Yeah.
Like,
where's the pizza?
I was trying to shoot him some bail, but, he had like 100 carries for 400 yards last year. He goes, you know what? If they gave me 300 carries, I'd run for 2,000. Like, I don't think he was doing math there. I think he was just suggesting that, hey, if I get more care, I'm going to wear people down. I'm going to get more yards. But Sean was like, no, he was trying to do math.
I like just saying big hits all day.
I think big hits all day. But everyone, you want to write that on a T-shirt. You might want to shorten it. But I think the big hits all day defense is something you can go with.
Big hits all day defense.
Big hits all day.
B-H-A-D. A-D-D. You got to put that defense in there. Don't forget to put the D in, Bill.
That's unnecessary.
I would say you're better than that, but you're not. I'm not better than that. No. I'm not better than that.
Don't forget.
What is your timeline of excitement for the football season? But there's key events that happen after the Super Bowl champion is crowned.
Of course.
And then we get hyped
free
up.
Free agency, the combine. Draft.
I think combine's
first.
Draft.
Then you've got free agency.
Oh, yeah, free agency.
Right. And then you got the draft.
Draft.
And then you got people showing up, practice, OTAs. I think
rookie mini camp.
Okay. Particularly if you have a rookie quarterback or something like that. I would say once all of the uniform releases are out, whether it be for college or the NFL, when we know, although the NFL does it early, college football does it later, so maybe that's the wrong way. I would say, as far as the NFL is concerned, joint practices.
So not even training camp.
Nah, I don't care that much.
First joint practice.
Yeah, because training camp, some of that early is shells and there's nothing going on. You're just playing, doing 7-on-7 stuff. When I can actually judge in some ways you against another team, that's when I start to get excited, because reporters will talk about, like, when it's just practice between the team, the reporters will talk about who's looking good, who's not looking good, and do you really know if the defense is good or your offense just sucks. You actually get to see these guys compete. Well, we don't get to see, it's reported, hey, the Texans are practicing against this team and this looks a certain way, the offensive line is holding up, whatever it might be. Then you have some real competition going on. That's when I'm like, okay, it's football season, we're getting ever closer. I'm ready to go. So it's pretty late in the process for me.
What about college football?
I think first scrimmage report.
Okay.
When I get the news of what's going on and who looks good and who's rising up the depth chart, who's a surprise, who's falling down, that's based off that first scrimmage report. Because I root for a program that goes dark. It doesn't really give you any information. You need to be on some message board with an insider who's like a golden cane who gets to go to practice and they'll tell you. So when you get the scrimmages, some of the times more people are allowed to see
those. Are you
talking
about the April scrimmages?
No, or the fall ones.
Fall ones.
I don't really care about spring practice that much.
Okay. That's when I get excited for college football.
Got it.
Is that spring?
You do. You seem like the type.
I love it. Like,
you seem like the type.
I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go. We're right there.
Less so for me. So when you get that first fall scrimmage report and people have been able to see, particularly in this new era where sometimes – some guys, and although the portal has changed now, some guys you get in the portal, you don't see in the spring, although that has kind of changed. When you get to see all the guys, all the freshmen who are on campus, actually who didn't graduate early, who are there, you get your first spring or fall practice reports, and then you get to that scrimmage, you go, okay, this guy could be a player for us this year. Then I'm like, all right.
Then we're in.
I'm ready to go.
I think NFL for me is week one. First actual game. When I was doing this full time, of course, the preseason games are important and the first like 30 minutes are important, all that stuff. I would never get excited, even though I am excited. Like, I love the Texans. I'm a fan of the Houston Texans. They're my city's team. I want to see them succeed. I still won't get excited until week one. We're kicking off. The Bills are here. All right. I see a table being smashed. I want to see some dudes do some stupid stuff. And then I'm like, all right, here we go. It's football season. But it also could get ruined in training camp, because if there's an injury, you're like, damn it.
It's true.
This sucks.
Training camp injury that knocks out one of your starters for the year, that news hitting, one of the worst feelings as a fan. You didn't see it. You don't know how it happened. You just know it did happen, and it happened in a practice.
Yeah, it's going to linger all year if he comes back.
Yeah.
It just sucks. How about you, young AJ? When do you get excited? Because OTAs are here. People are pumped for the Houston Texans. Historic defense. When do you get excited for the NFL?
Oh, so for the NFL in general?
Yeah.
I mean...
And you're a Cowboys fan for people.
Well, I love the draft, too. I really do love the draft a lot. Okay. So, but training camp probably, like, when it really, like, you know, spices up more for me.
All right. Sure. What about college football?
College football. So my cousin, he plays left guard at Texas A&M. So, I went to the spring game, like, last month.
Oh,
so
nice.
Probably, like, around then.
Yeah. Nice. Good for him.
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name's Tyler Thomas. He'll be a sophomore. Well, he might be a redshirt freshman this year, so... Yeah.
Nice. Good for Tyler Thomas. Shout out to him. I'm gonna text Nuno and find out, is Tyler Thomas the real deal? Texags, David Nuno.
Yeah, he is.
He's the real deal?
Yeah.
He's the real deal. Nice. Okay. If you want to let us know when you get excited about the NFL season, college football, let us know. 713-780-3776.
And also, before you...
Yeah.
Another thing with my big hits all day thing.
Big hits all day.
The Swarm defense... I don't think it has, like, it'll go down historically as a name that people are going to really latch on to. Because it's not even called the Swarm defense. No. It's just the mentality of the team that's what D'Amico wants. Well, if your name, Yeah, that's what they do, but it's not. That's not the name of anything. They don't attach it to the defense. It's just the mentality of the Texans.
Yeah.
If you are named the Big Hits All Day defense.
Big Hits All Day.
Like Legion of Boom, Big Hits All Day defense. Now, Legion of Boom won stuff.
Big Hit Energy?
No, don't. No, don't besmirch.
It just needs to know. I like Big Hits All Day. I like it.
The saying of Kamari Lassiter's mom with your nonsense.
I love it, but I'm thinking branding potential. Does it really, like, Big Hits All Day just does Big Hit Energy? Now we can all jump on board.
Who? No, no.
The casuals can jump on board.
No, I don't want anyone jumping on.
You have to have jumping on potential.
No, not on Big Hits Energy. What did you say it was?
Big Hit Energy.
Big Hit Energy Defense. No. No.
Big Hit Energy D?
No.
Oh, come on. We're working with something here.
Why do you want
and then
why do you want
the
name
to,
of a defense where most people are going to go pause right after they say it? Do
and
you want
say,
that?
Yeah, it's Big D Energy.
No. I know where you're
there
going.
There you go.
You didn't
we
trick me into that. I just don't want it to be a thing.
Okay, phone lines are blowing up. I don't know why, but they are.
Because you ask people when they're going to get excited about the team.
780-3776. We'll do that on the other side. Raheel Dell, AJ, filling in for the bench right here on ESPN 97.5.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back in. Raheel Ramzanli, Del Olalea, AJ Russ behind the glass, hanging out with you until 10 o'clock. Astros win yesterday. Spurs, Thunder, Game 7 tomorrow night. Can't wait for that one. It's going to be a good one. Series has been, we all thought it was going to go seven. It's going seven, but it hasn't been as dramatic as
no.
we thought.
We've had stuff happen, but it hasn't been like compelling basketball in the fourth quarter. Like we had, of course, game one, which was great. Wimby knocks down that shot. That was the best game maybe of the entire playoffs. Yep. Other than that, you've had the flopping. You've had Wimby looking like he asked Biombo and Plumlee to commit hard fouls than you even had yesterday. I was thinking about this because basketball doesn't have the reputation or the culture of, hey, we police our own. That is kind of a baseball and hockey thing. And Carter Bryant, you know, he ran at Shea a couple times. He got called for a foul. They refuted it. He did it again where there was no call. In a different sport, there's a Thunder, after watching the film, goes, when we see this guy, he's taking one. Like, yeah. The Spurs have already done it to Jared McCain. You don't go after our star player like that when it's pretty clear this wasn't a normal box out. You eyed him. You lined him up and said, you're going to run through him. Thankfully for Carter Bryant, he avoided a flagrant foul. So maybe it gets upgraded like the Jared McCain foul did, or at least the Plumlee foul did. If you're the Thunder, you see Carter Bryant out there, you send a message, right?
But who's going to do it for the Thunder?
You can't do it to our – you can't – no, not Chet. Devin Vassell was bullying Chet. It ain't going to be Chet.
Yeah, Devin Vassell was all up in Chet's face.
Yeah. If you're the Thunder, and while they've somehow made themselves very unlikable, just the general NBA fan, if you just go by Twitter, can't stand that team. If you're the Thunder, you can't allow it. You can't allow – while the Spurs are out of their frustration, are reacting and having more physicality than normal, someone on the Thunder has to find someone, whether it be a Carter Bryant or another player, and go, all right, nope, can't have it. We can't allow that
to happen.
You
got to be that enforcer.
It's just a thing that would have already happened in hockey. But, you know, if it happens in basketball, we're going to have conversations about.
But it's happened in basketball before. You always have enforcers.
Yeah,
you have
Udonis Haslam did it to Hansborough when Hansborough made Wade bleed. It's just not generally a part of what basketball is. But a star player getting a run at like that is very rare. And if like Carter Bryant, talented first rounder, but he doesn't have really any NBA pelts on his wall. So for him to do it, you get it from the Spurs perspective. But I don't know if it's retaliation at him, but I would not be surprised if there's a Thunder play. It would have to be Dort.
Yeah.
If you're asking
like,
for who would do it.
You pull somebody in like, hey, man, Lou. Not the best
series. You already have the
best.
You're not shooting great.
You're not doing anything else.
You already have this reputation. You might as well.
Do something, Lou.
Go. Maybe not Wimby because that's too obvious. You probably would get suspended if you do it to Wimby. But you know, if you want to take a run at Devin Vassell or maybe Dylan Harper, you know
Castle.
What? Go ahead. go ahead.
The problem is those guys, the Spurs have back. Dogs. They, yeah. will,
they won't
will
back
just
down.
Fight back.
Yeah, Shea will just land on the ground and say, hey, what happened? Like,
what if Jared McCain just goes up to him and does a dance battle? Doing all that.
That's how we'll settle things.
Yeah. And everyone's just watching him like, what are you doing?
You think he's a step-up guy or a... What?
Both.
You think...
He's both.
All of them.
All of them. All of the dance movies you're thinking of, he's all of them.
You got served. Is he a step-up guy or you got served
yes.
guy? All of
yes,
them.
Yes, all of them. AJ, what are the streets saying about Jared?
Well, solid player, but
there's
off the court.
There's
yeah.
some other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure the nicknames are flying because
there's an Instagram post of the NBA like posting about his nails, and let's just say the comments were great.
Why don't you pull it up? I want to hear. Why don't you read some of the comments?
Yeah, that'll
for
be
me.
Good for us.
The ones that you can. You make
can,
okay. You be the judge there.
You think he's a bring it on guy? Because there's kind of dance know, battles in yeah, that too.
Step it up was more for like.
Well, not step it up. Isn't that like a. Wasn't that the Zendaya TV show?
Yeah, not Step It Up. What am I?
Step Up.
Step Up.
The film franchise.
Yeah, the film franchise. That was more like a story following
guy
the
from,
journey.
Guy from the wrong
There's
side of the tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, all those movies were like that. Some guy was from the wrong side.
The formula
girls.
Was always the
it's
same.
It's always the same.
In the 90s, early 2000s.
Yes.
The aughts.
Julia Stiles was in one of yeah. those.
Are you sure you want me to read these comments?
Yeah, I want to read some of them. Okay, so who's the post by?
It's by the NBA. It's like West Finals nail check with Jared McCain.
And he's literally like showing them off. They're different colors. This yeah. is Jared's thing, right? Like nails. He's very yeah. comfortable being who he is.
Jalen was first for us here in this
yeah,
city.
Yeah, Jalen Green.
But Jared
he
does
had his
it.
Own
Jared McCain
nail
does
polish
too.
Line.
He did. Jared McCain does it now. Yeah.
Caleb Williams does it too, NFL.
Yeah, Caleb Williams, yeah.
Very comfortable
it's a
in
thing.
His own skin. I love that, by the way. I'm very comfortable in my skin. I don't care. Like, I will wear whatever I want, do whatever. I don't care. Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy that he's like that, too. But the streets are not happy. What are they saying in the streets?
Well, there's a positive comment from Wingstop. Wingstop said, look good, feel good, and play even better. So
hot honey
Wingstop.
Rub,
yeah,
greatest
honey
flavor of
it's great.
Yeah, wings.
Yeah, I'm fire. Love the hot honey
10
rub.
Out of 10, we all
know.
Seasoning
okay.
on fries, too. With
yo,
that.
That's – ooh. You can put the hot honey rub season on the fries?
Yeah.
Is that what we said?
Yeah.
What do you feel? I know you want to do the Jerry McCain thing. What do you feel about their transition from the fresh fries to the frozen ones?
I didn't know
Wingstop
that was a
thing. Wingstop has gone from their what we know them as hey, the fresh fries that they cut up themselves, whatever.
What?
Now they just have the frozen fries.
I never knew they were fresh, to be honest with you.
That's what they tell you.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That's what they used to tell us.
Their fries slap.
They don't
10
have
out of 10. No
they don't notes. Have those fries anymore. It's the traditional fries you get at fast food.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to try it. But I'm going to throw the hot honey rub on there.
Yes.
Now. That sounds good. Okay. So that positive comment, let's go away from the brands. What are people saying about his nail polish?
So someone said WTF is going on with this generation.
WTF? Is that Granato?
No.
Hey, what the hell?
Hey, what's wrong with you idiots? He was saying that to me 20 years ago. Like, what is wrong with
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
he's always been.
We reference. Yeah. Tony says, "What about Stomp the Yard?" As far as Jared McCain,
Stomp the Yard.
I think it's Stomp the Yard
you,
guy too. All
yes,
of them.
All
he's
of
locked
them.
In on all
he's
of
on,
them.
He's in yeah. every dance battle movie thing ever.
That's yeah. Granato was calling you things
well, back when you can call
similar
people things.
To what yeah. Jared McCain's probably getting in the, yeah. In those mentions. But that was happening 20 yeah. years ago.
AJ, you don't know me that well, but I'm a free spirit. Comfortable?
I guess
like,
I would,
how would
say
you
that.
How would you tell AJ younger Raheel was?
You were someone who didn't mind the traditional male criticism of a guy like yourself. When you're yeah. just doing things that you think are fun, you're not going to allow someone to say something and dissuade you from doing it.
There you go.
And you would get the, you know, the old school conversations
comments.
About you. Yeah. Mm. And it
right.
didn't, but it didn't bother you.
Didn't bother
At
me.
Least not outwardly. You may have had some conversations with someone close to you about, hey, the guys won't leave me. I don't know.
No.
The guys won't leave me alone. I don't know what you're doing.
No. John, said something, fight back with
John said something really mean. I don't know. But
Jerry McCain.
Outwardly, you had no problem.
No problem. All right. Yeah. So what are the other comments of this nail polish video?
Let's see. Okay. Oh, this one. It says, everyone in OKC is... strawberry emoji, grape emoji, apple emoji, peach emoji. AF.
You don't have to explain it. We get it.
Yeah.
Next one.
I don't know if y'all saw like this like GIF of like LaMelo and his teammate.
He's a GIF guy.
He's a GIF
guy. He says GIF.
A GIF. What is a GIF?
I mean, a GIF, whatever. There GIF, GIF. Yeah, same thing. Anyways. But there's like this thing of LaMelo and his teammate like early in the season like doing a weird thing. I don't know.
Oh, that like the Hornets like the handshake ritual thing?
It was something like, I don't know what it was.
Yeah, they got got a little zesty with it.
Yeah.
A little zesty. Okay.
Someone said he's a whole fruit bowl. Typical Duke player.
Typical Duke player.
Yeah.
New Duke player. Old school Duke player wasn't like that. JJ Redick wasn't a...
No. No. Well,
he was a pest.
He Wojciechowski, all those. No. There's a,
No. This is a newer generation.
Yeah, it's different, yeah.
What? WTF is this new generation.
Well, there is.
All right. So that's AJ with the comments of Jared McCain's nail polish.
Tweet by the NBA, right? Post by the NBA.
Post by the NBA.
Yeah.
Do we have time for a call or are we over?
Sure. Okay. Well, we're over, but we can get this, honey.
713.
The thing was, we're supposed to get to people quickly, and you already violated it.
Oh, I mean, as quick as I can.
Oh, now. What's as quick
Shortest
as
Shortest wait times in the business. Sonny, what's up, man?
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, Rollabouts with Nick Cannon and Bow Wow. That's my favorite. I mean, it's roller skating, but it's also like a good dance choreo movie.
Charlie
Murphy is also really funny in that. But, yeah, check out Rollabouts. I wonder if McCain's seen that one. But, I wanted to call and see who y'all thought, who your Heisman favorites were. And I don't know why there's not a lot of buzz about Kevin Jennings at SMU. I mean, Arch, like, he showed out, and honestly, he was impressive towards the end of the year. But I honestly thought that that Sark maybe was talking about SMU and not Tech, but, like, I just don't even think we're on the radar like that. But anyway, I think Kevin Jennings is the best quarterback in the state. I don't know if Arch would even start over at Kevin at SMU, and I'm biased, obviously, why is there any buzz about him, and who are y'all's favorites for the Heisman this year?
Sonny, I don't know what your schedule was like this morning, all right, because I don't want to offend you. You're probably at work. You're getting ready for work. We literally spent the first segment talking about Kevin Jennings. So to call in and say we're not.
Oh,
no
dang.
Yeah. The whole first segment, we literally talked about that because I opened with, this is a Heisman year for Arch, right, Dell? And you're like, yeah, but wait. Kevin Jennings, why are we not talking about him? So we literally spent 8 minutes on him.
Let's go.
So, Sonny, I know you got stuff going on. But don't call into the show and insult us by saying that we didn't talk about Kevin Jennings. Thank you for the call, Sonny.
Thank you for the call, Sonny. Oh, my. These are the things I don't. How long do I hold this in?
Hold it all day.
I can't.
We made his day.
I can't.
We made Sonny's day.
Because he asked a legitimate question.
Did you hear the excitement?
He asked a legitimate question. I mean.
Did you hear the excitement?
Yeah, but Sonny calls in all the time. Well, not all the time, but he likes calling into the station in this time slot.
I know his shtick.
And I don't want to.
No, you'll not. No, but now he leaves the show like, wow. I mean.
He's going to listen back.
No, don't put up the first segment. We'll hold the bit.
He's going to listen back.
We'll play the bit as long as we can.
He's going to listen back because he's going to be excited. He loves SMU. He loves Kevin Jennings. He's going to listen back to see what I said. And he's
Kevin Jennings.
Kevin James is not the
guy. We're not
talking
about him, Sonny. I'm sorry.
As Kevin Jennings is concerned, to answer your question, Sonny, you know it's in your name, SMU. That's the reason no one's talking about Kevin Jennings. He plays at SMU. If he played someplace else, he would be maybe a dark horse. He threw a lot of picks last year, 13 of them. That doesn't help his cause. And the last thing a lot of people remember from Kevin Jennings is that awful playoff game against Penn State. So that was when SMU had the great year. You know, you lose an ACC title game on that last second field goal to Clemson.
Mm-hmm. Still,
people have probably not forgotten how bad he was in that playoff game. So he's going to have to play better. That's one of the reasons. And then he plays at SMU.
People forgot about him last year.
Yeah. I mean, that was a team who they had the big win against Miami in early November, but they started off the year losing to Baylor, TCU. So they were out of the national conversation after being a playoff team last year. So all those things worked against Kevin Jennings as far as a potential Heisman candidacy, and he'll have to overcome that this year. As far as the best quarterback in the state, I'm not even that high on Arch, and I won't agree with that. I think Kevin Jennings has had his moments, and as you mentioned, Sonny, Arch has become a better player as he got more experience. I think Arch is the better quarterback.
Yeah.
But I think Kevin Jennings is a viable player as far as maybe second best quarterback in the state. I don't know if there's a real comp.
He could start with the Texas twos and win the Big 12.
Well, I don't know if he could win the Big 12, but he would start for the Texas twos.
No, but if you, let's say, hypothetical or a little dream world that we're playing.
Sure.
If you took the Texas twos and threes and gave him Kevin Jennings, do they win the Big 12?
No.
What?
No. I'm telling you, Tech is spending money. They got players on that team.
Are they going to spend money on offense?
They spent money. They just don't have a quarterback. That's a problem.
Yeah.
So
what happened? We couldn't spend enough money?
Well, though they spent enough. The problem is the guy they spent it on likes to spend his money.
Yeah.
Gambling.
On Turkish League basketball, right?
That's how desperate the situation was.
How much was he betting, by the way?
He was a college player, and he was a backup when he was doing it. So I don't know how much NIL money he had at Indiana.
If he's betting $10 a game, do we care? Or is it just the act of he was betting on, like, Turkish League basketball?
I think
games?
He was betting on Indiana football while he was there
as
well. He wasn't allowed to. I think he was not of age, too. All of it came together.
They're all doing it. Every college kid is betting on it. I get it. It's a different standard. College athlete, NCAA, you sign stuff and all that. I get all that. Talk to a college kid right now.
Well, I talk to
a lot of them. Like, what are we doing? They all illegally bet online. You're going to make it accessible.
Well, this is about the NCAA. It's not about legality. The NCAA is after him because he broke their rules.
That's what I'm
saying. Not legal rules.
They're legal.
At least he's not being charged with anything. Well, you got rules in place. I mean, the NCAA is pretty impotent as far as what they enforce. But I'm not even upset about it. It's just the rule is there and he broke it. And as long as the rule is there, we all follow rules we don't agree with.
Yeah, that's just what are rules there for, Dell?
Nah, no.
To be broken. Nah,
that's something you say when you're a teenager.
What is he?
You know,
he was 19, right, when he did it?
That's something you say.
I think. I don't know the age. I could be wrong.
That's something you say as a immature person. Rules are meant to be broken. Because we all know when you break a rule, there are sometimes consequences. And this is not me saying he should face them. I just know you got to be aware. We were talking about self-awareness earlier with a certain quarterback. Be aware. You can't do it. They tell you not to do it. Just don't do it. You can't not bet on Turkish soccer. What? That's something you can't.
But
stay away from.
At the same time, we don't have to put him into a residential.
No, he
rehab.
Did that himself.
I know,
he said he had a problem.
No, he did not do it himself. It was let's have a meeting. Hey, you're gonna have to check into this,
maybe the NCAA
is gonna be a little bit nicer.
It's a PR thing.
Come on,
but don't put him in. He broke the rule. Go if you know what his recourse is. Go into the supplemental draft.
That's it right now.
Yeah, that's the recourse.
He's not going to get to play next year?
Well, they tried to, and they had the Texas Tech judge who recused himself. So a UH judge heard it and go, nope, NCAA wins this one.
That sucks. What are we doing? I hate that.
I mean, he knew. Don't do it. How come all these other – you say a lot of people are doing it as far as college kids in general. Somehow, some way, unless your name is John Mateer, who couldn't avoid it himself as well. He said he was joking about it, but – other college quarterbacks or just college players in general, most of them don't do it, or at least they don't get caught doing it.
They don't get caught.
They can continue their careers, whether you say he wasn't good enough to avoid being caught or whatever however you're positioning it. Most guys don't lose eligibility due to gambling.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. He should have hired a fall man, interpreter, gone the Shohei Ohtani route. Allegedly.
There's no evidence he doesn't speak
allegedly.
English. There's no evidence that Sorsby doesn't speak English, so I don't know how he's going to get that off. Like,
good point.
Yeah, he's who
big was, hole in the plot.
Who was he going to hire to take the fall for him?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, maybe
he's trying to like
maybe he could have had his girl take the fall.
Yeah,
because she transferred to Tech because they knew they're going to get Sorsby, so she winds up transferring to the Tech volleyball team. Maybe she could have taken the fall. Hey,
and nobody cares if the volleyball players betting.
Well, she probably wouldn't be able to play either, but as far as Tech football people are concerned, that's a worthy sacrifice.
713-780-3776. It's Dell, Raheel, Young AJ behind the glass. First
Young
up,
AJ sounds like
Young AJ
he's got
sounds,
a SoundCloud.
Yeah, he does. Young AJ, you have a SoundCloud?
Well, I mean, I listen to music on SoundCloud, but like not.
He doesn't have any
when
songs.
When you drop in a track?
I don't know. I mean, I know how to play the drums and stuff. I play the drums at church, but I'm not driving the track.
There you go. Gospel music.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah. I mean, take a hot do gospel track to, and then put a little
Do you have to be on the drums when the pastor goes into the thing he does when, at like, you know, when he...
Like you give him the little...
No, when he's getting ramped up and, you know, and he goes, wow, do you have to be on the drums for that?
Like, not all the time. Sometimes,
but you know what I'm talking about, right? It happens at every service where the pastor
preach. I'll do it. Go.
No, what?
Like, I know what
you're going to do it. No, I'm not. I don't want to be the pastor.
Just do a sports.
You be the pastor.
Okay.
Do a sports take as the pastor at a black church.
They thought the Astros were done.
You got to find some black organ music.
Yeah.
We'll do it on the other side.
We'll do the bit on the
other
side.
But maybe we might lose the momentum.
Yeah, probably.
But
probably.
We also get to build it up.
Sure. You're going to incorporate the mannerisms of a black pastor, but talking about sports. What?
They thought we were done.
But we didn't write back. We got to have the music, though.
You got to have the music.
So there's a person who gets... Do you guys get... Get limbered up when you know he's about to get going?
Like,
is that what happens?
It's not performative. I mean, it's just...
I would say... Yeah. Look.
Not for us, though.
Not for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who the person is at your church, but the churches I've been to feels pretty performative.
Right. You don't want to be at those.
You do not want to be at those. Drewski was telling us about that.
Facts.
Yeah. All right. We'll go to break. Lorasa, you want to talk World Cup? We'll get to you and anyone else when we come back.
The Bullpen, Saturdays at noon on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm hyped up. Sorry, voice guy. I talked over you. It's Raheel Gonzalez, Del Olea, AJ Russ. Filling in for the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, John and Lance. Lance is out being a groupie with the old 97.
Yeah, he had a night out. Yeah. It wasn't like he had to travel. The show was here in town.
Oh, it was in town. I thought he traveled
I guess... Drinks and fun frivolity happen, so he's taking the day. He also won't be here on Monday. John will be back on Monday. Well, he'll be in L.A., but he'll be back doing the show on Monday. I think he's at a wedding for son of a coach. Yeah. So he's there for that.
Oh, I thought Lance went to, like, McAllen to watch the old 97.
I don't think so. I thought the show was here, and he just maybe decided, hey.
I'm going to Shiner to watch the old 97.
We're
going to
drink. We're going to have some fun, so... I won't be back. And he might have other things to do, too. And that's why he's not here and he won't be here Monday.
Which just shows you the care that these two have for the business, because...
They're not even here for the day after OTAs.
The most important day in sports history.
We got our first look at CJ Stroud. DeMeco was talking about Will Anderson. All the things that they would, or at least they should want to discuss. They had no interest.
A Super Bowl year, potentially. And they're not here for OTAs. That's the respect that they have for the business.
They're not real ones.
Ich bitte für ein Klon und ein Steinheil.
I don't know that he's in Germany. That would be fun if Lance took a trip to Germany over the weekend. But the old 97s were at the Heights Theater. He wasn't out of town.
I thought he traveled for it.
No.
Then what are you missing work?
I don't know why he's missing work.
Because no respect for the industry.
Never have had it. Still doesn't.
That's an old bit that we used to do. Back when the Blitz was on with AJ and Fred, they used to get
mad. Did they say it on the air?
Yeah,
they say it behind the scenes.
I think it was behind the scenes, but we took it on air.
Definitely.
Because that's what we do.
Of course.
What was it? It was Labor Day, right?
It was
the Monday after college football started.
It was, you know, back when Monday games to start the season mattered more. Mm-hmm. Labor Day game. And of course, you had the weekend games as well. And the conversation was, you don't belong in the industry? You don't respect the industry.
You don't belong here.
You don't really belong in the industry if you're off the day after the college football weekend begins because it's Labor Day.
And we were just laughing, like, shut up.
What are you guys talking about?
Who cares?
Yeah, it's not that big
who
of a
cares?
Deal.
Because we took off any pot. They're like, hey, we're thinking about nursing date. It's a federal holiday. Do you guys want the day off? Yes.
I'm trying to figure out a way to wrangle Arbor Day into a day where it's a company holiday, so I don't have to actually take it off. Just give it to us.
You should identify as a Muslim. You would have gotten Tuesday off because it was Eid.
Is it too late?
No, you can still take it off.
There's a thriving Muslim population in Nigeria.
Absolutely. Why don't you just show up like Wemby did yesterday and identify, and I will vouch
how
for
much,
you.
How offensive would it be to you if you know the only reason I'm adapting parts of your faith is to get days off?
I take Christmas off.
Well,
and
we all
don't
take
deserve it.
Yeah, but no one has deserve it. No,
or no.
I know Christmas has religion surrounding it, but no one takes it off.
It's a cultural holiday now.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing. It's for everyone.
I will take Ash Wednesday off.
Okay, that's aggressive.
I will take any of those days off.
You take Good Friday off?
Yeah, I used to take Good Friday off. It would always fall before my birthday.
And what was your reasoning?
Birthday weekend. No,
that's
no. It was just because everybody else.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I was like, I'm gonna
take
off.
You're picking things where,
and I'm taking
people.
Guys,
everyone takes the day off.
No, but they would be like, Raheel, you want to fill in because you know you're not Christian.
Some people would say that to you.
Yeah, I've had that before.
Okay,
I've had that before.
No,
hey, you want to fill in?
And in fact, no, I don't want to fill in.
No, identify as Christian,
as a human,
Holy Spirit,
a Houstonian, and other people are off, and I want to be off too.
Yeah. I think you deserve Eid.
I'm not taking Eid off simply. I'm not adapting parts of the Muslim faith just to take it off. No, he didn't take the day off. He honored.
He honored it and identified for the edge that he got yesterday.
You think.
Look different.
You think his willingness to.
What joke are you going to go with here?
Nah, I don't want to do it.
Do it.
You think
it.
His. No, it's not a joke. I'm actually asking you a question.
Okay.
You think his willingness to honor Muslims in that way led to a great performance? Yeah.
It's a big holiday.
Was it a battle between the two primary gods that we know of, the Christian God and the Muslim God?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
It wasn't like that. No, it's actually more, this Eid is more on the sacrifice side.
Got it.
It was God saying, I don't want to like give the whole story away, spoiler alert.
No, go ahead. That's what we should do.
Yeah, spoiler alert. It's in the Quran. But basically, I'll sum it up like, hey, man, you got to sacrifice your son. Are you going to do it? And the guy's like, yeah, I'll do it, man. Of course. I got you. You're God. You're Allah.
That's a story that's highly featured in the Christian Bible.
Spoiler alert.
They're pretty much.
There's one. I'm just telling you. It's one author.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, true.
So, yeah, the spoiler alert. Sacrifice.
What was the name of the father in the Quran?
Can't tell you.
That's not allowed?
No.
I can tell you was Abraham.
Same guy.
That's what I thought.
I can't tell you, though.
You can't tell?
No, I can't. I got to swear you in. 713-780-3776. La Raza, shortest wait times in the business. What's up, man?
Rahizi Ramzanali, young AJ Delvincito!
Gentlemen, good morning.
Freaky Friday.
It is Freaky Friday.
All right, gentlemen.
Hold on. If you're going to say Freaky Friday, let AJ do his thing. Now people jump around. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. All right, continue.
All right, gentlemen, good morning. Y'all talking about like religious stuff and sacrificing things. I think if New York wins the championship, they're going to sacrifice that city and burn it down to the ground. Is that what they're going to try to do? And then, you know, sacrifice everybody there?
That's what the rumor is.
They're going to kill people?
No, people are saying if the Knicks win,
the city will burn to the ground.
It's going to turn into Gotham.
Which version? Matt Reeves' version or Christopher Nolan's version of Gotham?
Matt Reeves' version.
Okay.
The super
the emo
dark
version?
People are doing drops.
Yeah, drop heads.
Drop heads everywhere.
Yeah.
Does this give you power over me? Do you think you in charge?
Ha.
That was LaRasa's Bane impression.
I thought it was his Riddler from the Matt Reeves version.
Did you know there was a Joker in that movie, but they cut it?
Yes.
There's a five-minute scene.
Thanks for alerting me to that. I'm aware.
I just wanted to.
Thanks. I'm aware.
Hey, guys, you said the acronym SWARM. I thought that meant Southwest A-Leaf Richmond Montrose.
No.
That's
SWAT. Southwest A-Leaf Texas. Not Southwest A-Leaf
Richmond Montrose. No.
or Maryland. Isn't Maryland close to
Maryland?
Maryland.
Maryland?
Maryland and an acronym for the
never
Texans?
Never change.
Larosa, we appreciate it. Sorry about the 20-minute wait time. That's all on Raheel.
No, I got a real question, though.
Okay.
Hey, this is a real question. Legit question. All right? Hey, Dell, you follow the U.S. soccer team. How come they give the taste to Diego Luna, but they didn't even put him on the roster? Why even make him out there kind of like the guy? And they didn't even put him on the roster.
Yeah, that upset some people. He was in a lot of the promotional stuff for the World Cup. Put him in videos. Put him on posters, and he didn't make the team. I don't know why. Pochettino used him as kind of this galvanizing force. This is the way you should play. And then when it came down to it, he goes, you're not talented enough to play for this World Cup team. Beat it. I don't know. That's a young player that people gravitated towards. You have, of course, he has an MLS background, plays for the MLS, and he was big in their Gold Cup run where they lost in the final to Mexico. He got one of the bigger cheers in NRG. It was a stadium dominated by Mexican fans, but as far as the U.S. crowd, they liked him, and he didn't make the team. It happens. I don't know why. It is weird. I guess they have to pull all the Diego Luna promotional stuff now that he's not on the team. It's the prerogative of the head coach, and he didn't think he was right for the squad. It sucks, though, because it's someone for a team that not a lot of people connect with because of some things they say. Can you find what the clip on Sean's page with Timothy Weah calls people evil? it's been hard for some people to connect to this team, and Diego Luna was one of the guys people connected with, and he didn't make it.
And midfielder, he was going to play midfield for them, right? And they only have like two midfielders.
They have more than that, but one injury is going to put them in some real trouble. Yeah. They don't have a lot of duplicates, like a guy who could just come in and if a guy gets hurt or yellow card accumulation and fill in.
Yeah.
It's not, for me, I just feel like they're really equal.
That's Timothy Weah from a doc. He was talking about other or former U.S. players commenting on the team. Yeah. He said he feels like they're evil for the way they talk about the team. So it's just a lot of disconnect.
Apart. I haven't been as tuned in on the roster discussion. I know Glenn wasn't happy with it. Only three forwards on the roster, is my understanding.
The forward, now Christian Pulisic will play an advanced position, but yes, as far as out and out strikers, you only have the three, but it's a much better group.
But it's a really good
group. It's a much better group than what we took to the previous World Cup in 2022 with Pepe and Balogun and Haji Wright, who played well in the championship, which is the second division in English football. He helped his club get promotion to the Premier League. So they have some dudes. We'll see how they perform on the international level. But yeah, there's some questions, but Pochettino likely will play three in the back and have three center defenders and have guys on the outside like Anthony Robinson being kind of like winger types where they can be a back five if they're back, but they can fly up the wings and stuff like that. So I get it. Questions, because everyone has an opinion about what it should be. Yeah. I don't know that there's anything I feel that strongly about. Tanner Tessman, some people thought could make the team. Diego Luna. Christian Roldan makes a team. I'm like, ooh, that's not – I don't know that I want to see that guy in really tough spots.
Give me
really
a player comp for him. NBA.
For Christian Roldan?
Yeah.
Well, he feels like a guy who – I'm trying to think of a guy who's okay but can't dribble. Because I don't really want him on the ball that much in tight situations.
So, Jaylen Brown? No left?
No. Christian Rodon's never going to wind up being the MVP of a big tournament.
Okay.
So it won't be him. He's not Jaylen Brown. You know how the thing with Jabari is? Don't take more than a couple dribbles. I feel like Rodon's fine. He's a fine player.
Just stay in your lane. Do what you're good at.
I would like a more... I wish we had a different option.
Okay.
And maybe that just speaks to the level of midfielders for the U.S. I wish we had a different option.
That's fair.
I would say, to give you some context, he's most likely to commit a Michael Bradley-type mistake. Remember 2018 when he lost that ball and then Portugal went down and immediately scored to tie the game? He's most likely to do that.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying he will, but if you could pick a guy, I would pick him. Center of the field, not a lot of pressure. All you got to do is hold the ball. You're going to get one of the more famous wins in U.S. World Cup history, beating a Ronaldo-led Portugal team, and you lose the ball. Roldan could do that. I hope it's not the case.
I hope not. Thank you for the call, La Raza. Grant, you were on, but you can call back in. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, I do want to talk about the 10-year anniversary of one of the greatest losses in human history. Wow. Do that next. Dell, Raheel, AJ.